little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today.
I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
كنت ميتا في بحور الغي والإثم غريقا كنت عبدا في قيود الذنب مملوكا رقيقا مد لي الشيطان من أسبابه حبلا وثيقا منكرات كنت آتيها غروبا وشروقا كنت ميتا في بحور الغي والإثم غريقا كنت عبدا في قيود الذنب مملوكا رقيقا مد لي الشيطان من أسبابه به حبلا وثيقا منكرات كنت آتيها غروبا وشروقا كنت ميتا في بحور الغي والإثم غريقا كنت عابدا في قيود الذنب مملوكا رقيقا مد الشيطان من أسبابه حبلا وثيقا منكرات كنت آتيها غروبا وشروقا غادت الآثام لحمي ثم عظمي والعروقا كنت في التفحيط نجما يبهر الدنيا بريقا أجهدت سيارتي من شدة الزحف الطريقا يا رفيق الدار في قد يا رفيق الدرب مهما كنت فذا لن تفوقا والجماهير أصمتني صفيرا ونعيقا كم إطار كان يهدى ثم أرميه عتيقا كم دخلت السجن مرات فأزدادوا فسوقا أصبح الوجدان قفرا ضامئ الأرض سحيقا والجماهير أصمتني صفيرا ونعيقا كم إطار كان يهدى ثم أرميه عتيقا كم
دخلت. Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn all about sleeping, but we're going to learn how to do it the Sunnah way, the way our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. The first thing we need to remember is to sleep in the state of wudu. We dust our bed 3 times before going to bed. Before we get into bed, we brush our teeth with a miswak. We try and sleep as early as we can, immediately after Isha Salah. But sometimes it's a bit difficult to do that, and that's okay. We sleep on our right-hand side, with our right palm under our right cheek. We keep our knees slightly bent when we're sleeping. We try and stay away from sleeping on our stomach. Before we go to bed, we read Surah Mulk, Ayat al-Kursi, and we read our du'as and our calls. We blow over our entire body 3 times. We say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar before going to bed. We recite the du'a before sleeping. We make intention to wake up for tahajjud salah and intention to wake up for fajr salah the next day. We go to sleep early and we wake up fresh and early so that we can begin a new day. My butterflies, let's read that again. Some of the sunnah on sleeping. We sleep in the state of wudu. We dust our bed 3 times before getting into bed. We brush our teeth with a miswak. We try and sleep immediately after Isha. But if we can't manage, then that's okay, as long as we try and sleep as early as possible. We sleep on our right-hand side, keeping our right palm under our right cheek. We keep our knees slightly bent while sleeping. We stay away from sleeping on our stomachs. We read Surah Mulk and Ayat al-Kursi before sleeping. we read our calls 3 times before sleeping. Then we blow on our entire bodies. Before sleeping, we read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. We recite our dua before sleeping. We make intention to wake up for Tahajjud Salah and Fajr Salah the next day. Early to bed, early to rise, makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now let's go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll read a story.
There's a fire burning, my heart is glowing, Islam is flowing in the city of peace. Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya, in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, green domes are glowing, Zamzam is flowing in the city of peace. Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya, in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, cool breeze are blowing, Durood is snowing in the city of peace. Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya, in the city of peace. There's a fire burning, Islam is growing, Iman is spreading, from the city of peace. Madina Tayyiba, Muhammad Mustafa, Imam al-Anbiya.
My butterflies, let's read a story. This story is called Sweet Dreams. Once upon a time, there was a mummy turtle and a daddy turtle, and they had a little daughter turtle. Mummy and daddy loved their little daughter turtle very much, and they were always happy together. She was a good little girl, but there was one thing that was wrong with her. Every single night, the little daughter couldn't get to sleep. She'd get into bed. She'd do everything she could. Mummy and Daddy would tuck her in with a comfy bed by a nice bush near the lake. The best place that it could ever be. The little daughter turtle would lay awake for a long time. Her eyes would be wide open. Mummy and Daddy would close their eyes and hit their little heads inside their shell houses. But she just couldn't sleep. She'd get up and walk around the lake instead. She'd walk and walk and walk, trying to get tired. She really wanted to sleep, but she was afraid to even close her eyes. The little daughter turtle couldn't sleep, because every time she closed her eyes, she would have terrible dreams. Soon, Mummy and Daddy noticed that their little daughter was getting thinner and more tired, and her eyes were all swollen. She even began to walk slower than the other turtles. So Mummy and Daddy Turtle decided to go to the wise old turtle. They said, "Bring me your daughter. Let me have a little chat with her." So Mummy and Daddy Turtle brought their little daughter to the wise owl. "What's the matter with you?" he said. The little daughter said, "I'm so tired, I can't sleep at night." "But why is that?" he asked. "I'm afraid because I have terrible dreams."
"And whose dreams do you see?"
"I see my own dreams," said the daughter turtle. "Then if they are your own," said the wise old owl, "make them good, make them sweet." "I don't know how to do that," said the little daughter turtle. "Here's what you do. As soon as you have a bad dream, turn onto your left side, read your calls, and blow on your left shoulder. That way you will have good, pleasant dreams instead. Before you get into bed, make sure you dust your bed, read your calls, and take the name of Allah before you sleep. And then, inshallah, you will fall off to sleep." That night, the little daughter turtle got into her little bush by the lake. Mummy and Daddy tucked her in, as they usually would, covered her nice and cozy, covered her with the leaves and the beautiful flowers surrounding her. That night, she closed her eyes. She read her quills. She read her dua before sleeping. She dusted her bed before she got into bed and followed everything the wise old owl had told her. And while trying to fall off to sleep, she made the dhikr of Allah. And guess what? From that night on, that little daughter turtle slept so well that when it was Fajr time, she could wake up bright and early and fresh to read, pray, make Quran, make Salah, and do everything that she was supposed to. And guess what? She was never tired again. My butterflies, will you copy the little tortoise turtle? And will you follow the words of the wise old owl too? I hope so, insha'Allah.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah. یا رب ہے بخش دینا بندوں کو کام تیرا لا تک نہ تو سنا ہے ہم نے کلام تیرا لا تک نہ تو سنا ہے ہم نے کلام تیرا اللہ 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 اسفل مقام میرا اعلا مقام تیرا اسفل مقام میرا اعلا مقام تیرا اللہ اللہ محروم کیوں رہوں میں جی بھر کے کیوں نہ روں میں محروم کیوں رہوں میں جی بھر کے کیوں نہ روں میں دیتا ہے رزق سب کو ہے فیض عام تیرا دیتا ہے رزق سب کو ہے فیض عام تیرا اللہ 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 جب تک ہے دل بغل میں ہر دم ہو یا.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, Ila liqa, ma'assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.